This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ooh, I had a timer going from the last time we recorded.
Oh my God. That episode needs a, I just need to like tell one more story, okay? And then we can stop the episode. It's just so funny.
I think we beat Hollywood Handbook for the world record, right?
We are 166 minutes, no, hours, 166 hours in.
We cut off our arm at least 30 hours ago.
Yeah. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was named Friday.
Welcome to Hey Riddle Riddle, a sexy podcast about puzzles and butts.
Saxophone noise. Saxophone noise.
We're making a big pot of steamed gnocchi, the sexiest of all potato-based pastas.
Light a candle, drip some marinara sauce on your chin, and let that gnocchi take you to puzzle town.
Saxophone noise.
Ooh, and what's that? Two full baskets of sliced bread and no butter to be seen. That's right, let me slide these onto the table. Enjoy.
Unexpected clarinet noise.
You feel that in your pants? We put bisque on your chair. You're literally sitting in bisque.
Ba-dum-tsh.
I'm Adam Rafai.
I'm JPC.
And I just showed up. What did I miss, guys?
Oh, I think we're sexy now.
Nothing sexier than eating some pasta and bread.
No way. We're sexy now? That was the opposite of what our thing was before.
Well, we're bringing sexy back, and so now it's back. R.I.P. Justin Timberlake.
There's nothing sexier than sex on a full stomach of carbs.
Do you guys think that we are feeling nice and sexy because I just made you guys watch the Matthew Morrison from The Grinch clip?
Yes. Aaron, do you want to walk us through what you showed us so listeners can find it themselves?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I have only one personality trait now, and it's a clip from Inside Edition, a show I didn't know still existed.
Why would it?
But it's still there somehow. And they did, I would say, the most hilarious review of anything ever, which is the horrifying rendition of the Grinch musical done on NBC this past Christmas of The Grinch.
I'll stop by here real quick to just say Inside Edition should be nothing except for a newspaper for prisoners.
Mm-hmm.
And there should just JPC stop it by real quick just to say we should abolish prisons. There should be no prisons.
Exactly. Hey guys, can you stay? I'd rather you just stay
I'm done. I'm out.
Keep talking about sexy Grinch.
All right, well, please. I'm just going to drop by real quick to say that no one's actually staying here and is permanently here. We're all just dropping in and out.
We're renting this podcast.
It's very confusing, but for the listener. But obviously, we record this podcast over Zoom, and whenever we're not talking, we turn our videos off. So all that we see is one person talking, and it's the person who is talking at any given time.
And I'm just dropping in to say that I'm back on the screen, but I'm going to head out. Anyone need anything from Walgreens?
I need you to tell us the rest about the sexy Grinch.
All right. So if you're listening at home, Google Inside Edition Grinch sex pervert, and that's pretty much you'll find what you're looking for.
It is so funny. It is whoever, I don't know who you are, but show yourself, editor for Inside Edition. I love you. I honestly think that you might be my best friend. You're the funniest person in the world, and give me a call.
What are the chances that the editor for Inside Edition is A, a fan of podcasts, and B, a fan of this podcast?
Okay, it would be an honor. I would cry to know if someone that funny listened to our show or had even heard of our show.
I would say, Japes, I would say the odds are about equal to if you went to Times Square, stood on top of like a newspaper stand and yelled, "Hey, Zach Gremke from Little Rock, Arkansas, are you here?" And a guy raised his hand and you went, "Holy shit, I just made up that name." I think that's about the same odds.
And okay,
that
guy well would now be like, I have a new bucket list dream.
I'm a killer. That's not my name. I just, let's go talk at a second location.
Okay, so everybody, I know that everyone's starting to get vaccinated and that you can like go out into the world, obviously, with your mask on still. I need everyone to go to the most public space they can find. Zach Gremke, Adel? Am I saying that correctly?
You are Gremke.
Gremke.
Zach G.
No, Zach Gremke. I don't want to get his. I don't want to get his name wrong. That's his name.
There was a girl in my high school named Caroline Limpke, and I was supposed to write a poem and rhyme her name in it because she bet that I couldn't rhyme her name because it was Limpke, and I rhymed it with Shrimpke.
I had a poster on my bedroom wall of Jonathan Lipnicki. Wait, that sounds weird.
Young or old?
old. I'm a time traveler.
Did she like being called Shrimpke?
No, I did not call her a shrimp key.
I'm calling her that now.
Well, of course. I used that as a rhyme for her name.
And if you were to buy this house, it is a shrimp key, so you can just put a shrimp in the door and you're ready to move in.
When I grew up, I mean, I had a single mom, so I was definitely a shrimp key kid.
Yeah, go home from school, eat food in front of the TV.
Eat a big bowl of shrimp.
Yep. But yeah, everyone go to a public space, yell Zach Gremke. And let us know how it goes.
From Little Rock, Arkansas. And just see, I mean, hey, and if your name is Zach Gremke and you listen to this podcast, what the fuck are the odds?
That's crazy.
You win. You win a prize.
But JPC, he doesn't have to be in Little Rock. He's just from there, right?
Yes, exactly. There.
Cool.
And there can mean a lot of things.
Exactly. Like I say sometimes that I'm from Chicago just because I've lived here for a decade. It's easier that way. So exactly. If you've lived in Little Rock or were born there or whatever,
If I'm on a road trip and I'm driving through Milwaukee and I come out the other side, I'll say I'm from Milwaukee.
It's just easier.
Technically true.
I mean, I say that I live in Chicago. Technically, I live in Gary, Indiana. So,
you where?
Gary, Indiana.
Indiana.
The more it's marinating, to bring it back to Italian food, more it's marinating in my, that's when marinara marinates, in my brain, the more I want the three of us to do a podcast called Second Location. I think we've been itching to get into the true crime podcast realm. And I feel like Second Location is a perfect title. So
how is it going to work? Like, what's the format? What are we doing?
So it's us improvising as serial killers, and that's all I have.
Okay, and you have written it in crayon with your non-dominant hand. So
hold on, it says, "Mr. Policeman, I've got a podcast for you."
Well, Aaron, that's the joke. Both my hands are non-dominant.
Uh oh. Okay. Let's see.
No segue for that.
I'm
is
actually,
there?
You know what? I love it.
I love that idea, and I'm here to support it.
Thank you.
Okay,
I'll
stop by that podcast. I'm never going to commit to a podcast. Just quick little stop by, grab a muffin, and I'm going to be on my way.
Now, Aaron, you're the one who likes true crime podcasts, though.
I do.
I've never listened to one, and I don't think I ever will. It's just not my cup of tea, and so. It's kind of like Hey Riddle Riddle at the beginning where we were like, someone likes riddles, someone's ambivalent, and someone doesn't like them.
The three bears rules.
Adel is a serial killer. Aaron likes hearing about serial killers to learn how to protect herself. And JPZ is a ghost, so none of this is relevant to him.
I listened several years ago to a very popular true crime podcast, and the first episode... They were like, it was just not for me because they were saying things where I'm like, I don't know if we should be making fun of the victim. So I think that realm is not for me.
Luckily, I don't listen to any podcasts that are like victim blaming these murder victims. But neither of you like watched another show that still exists somehow, like Dateline or anything like that growing up?
Growing up? Like as children?
Yeah.
No.
I think my parents
watching
watched
like 2020.
My parents watched Dateline, so I'm sure I caught it while I was in the room pretending to be a dinosaur cow or whatever I did as a kid.
I did watch the one where is it Chris Hansen like catches predators?
To catch a predator?
Yes, that's I watched that one. That one is all kinds of just his ego on display.
Oh, that show is all about him.
I feel like that there should be a song of like, well, you walked into the room like you were walking in to catch a predator. Because he walks in with supreme confidence.
Supreme confidence.
And then to see the person's face, because he knows he just crushed their life, which is great. But yeah, it is a lot about him.
I feel like, okay, now, again, I think that, you know, being a predator is bad, and even an alien with, like, a laser cannon and stealth technology, I think that that's
you're
equally
bad. You're
about to
say bad.
But I think that if I were in that situation, again, I probably would never be in that situation, I would launch myself at Chris Harrison and just try to beat the shit out of him, because I'm already done. I'm going away. Every single person he caught in that show was like, sorry, Chris. I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
I won't do it again. Just let me go.
I'm taking Chris Harrison out.
I would leave my name off the show, or I'd just say To Catch a Predator. They don't need to know my name, but I would make they would never, the predator would never see me, but I would make them like, I'd be like, hey, I'll be right out. Stand on that X. And then I'd have like a control room. I guess I'm just describing Saw. I'd have a control room where I push a button and like a pneumatic tube goes up from the floor and they're stuck in a pneumatic tube and then it starts to fill with water.
Mm-hmm.
And then we cut to commercial, and the audience just doesn't know what happens.
I think the audience has a pretty good idea of what you did to that predator.
Don't you think that Chris Harrison has like a guy who married his mirror vibe?
Yeah.
Like you go to a dinner party at his house, and his wife is just a mirror, and it's just him.
Wait, who's Chris Harrison? Is his name Chris Harrison?
What his name is. Chris Hansen?
Chris Hansen?
Chris Hansen.
Cranston.
We're all saying
Jim Henson.
The guy's name
Jim
is Cranston.
When Jim Henson caught those predators with his Muppets, I should not have been so entertained. I want justice served. I don't want to hear a big old bird talking about his day.
But you guys really missed out. If you could go back in time, try to have less friends in middle school, and on a Friday night, get a big old bowl of Cheez-Its and watch a murder story when you're like 12 or 13. It literally would be like 7:30 on a Friday, and I'd be like, let's do it. And they would be like, a couple take. A cruise. I would be like, yeah.
Those are your bedtime stories. I guess we used to watch America's Most Wanted with that. I forget that guy's name.
Yeah,
John.
Oh, but yeah, that guy. That guy's a real piece of shit. What is his name?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think he's a piece of shit. I think he's great.
You guys,
no,
I don't think that you're alone.
Really?
A lot of
Bob Saget.
My male friends don't like true crime shows. It's like, it's mostly only women, I think, that like them. I think it's a lot of women.
I've seen a lot of, I can't remember where, but I feel like I've seen or heard a lot of jokes about how true crime podcasts are exclusively for white women.
Yeah. Yeah. There's some weird psychology to it. Also, like, the cops can barely do anything. And that's what I've learned, like, listening to that show, you're like, oh, these white women are solving all of these cold cases. For the love of Christ, we let it come to this. God damn it.
That's why defunding the police is all about taking the power out of the police and putting it into the hands of white women who have the time to solve the crime.
Yeah, let's give all that money to white women. Oh, God.
EO. No, police. No, we're pulling the plug on your concert. EO. No.
Sting should have to give all of his money to white women.
Oh, God. Okay.
Okay, this has to be a riddle podcast, right? Are we still doing that as a format?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I guess I'm reading the writing on the wall, and it says, I'm old man puzzles today.
Since when?
That's your wall. You wrote that. You defaced your wall. If Jimmy sees that, she's going to kill you.
Oh, no. Well, I wrote it with crayon with my non-dominant hand. So
good.
It should be able to come off.
That'll wash it off.
Let's do some warm-up riddles.
Okay.
And this will be fun, is what we've told ourselves for 100-some episodes.
Sorry, I just walked in for a muffin. I'm not really here to stay and do riddles. I'm just trying to drive and bay.
Stop treating this podcast like it's the break room at work.
What? God. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
And to be honest, for the last several weeks, you've just been checking for birthday cake. We're on to you,
Aaron. Yeah, just wanted to see. Is that one birthday? All right. I'm going to head back to my desk.
All right.
Who used my mug?
Here's a warm-up reading. What do the following pairs of letters represent? RD, ST, ND. Put on
research,
your fucking solve
kerchiefs. In development, street, and what's the last one?
Say them again.
ND.
North Dakota.
What do the following pairs of letters represent? RD, ST, ND.
So RD and ND are, that's Rhode Island and North Dakota. But okay. ST
is street.
State.
Is state. What state begins with S? Okay, hold on. I got it. I can get this. It has to be a Massachusetts? No, that's an M.
Back
there. There has to be a state that begins with
Massachusetts
S.
In a mirror starts with S.
That's true. Okay, so is the answer Massachusetts in a mirror?
Do not put Massachusetts in a mirror and definitely don't say it three times.
Every state begins with S.
Okay, what?
They're both a consonant and a vowel.
Okay.
No. Okay. No. Children could be listening, JBC.
I got an okay and a no.
And that is also our answers for going on that road trip with you.
How do we feel about we take every state? So I know there's plans to make Washington, D.C. a state, which is wonderful. What if we take every state and we cut it in half and we make every state north blank and south blank? Except for Virginia. Virginia we leave alone because I don't want to mess with them.
North, north. Dakota. North,
yeah.
South Dakota. South, North Dakota. South Dakota.
I didn't think this through, and I love it.
What a mess. No, I'm happy to do that to them.
I live in,
funny. Northwest Virginia.
I live in North, North Carolina.
I live in North Hawaii. Which island is North Hawaii?
Shut up.
I want to see a scene. Aaron and JPC, you are two friends who are meeting up. For a nice dinner, and you're living in this new America that has 101 states.
Hey, where are you?
I'm sorry.
I'm at the restaurant.
I am so lost. I'm so lost. I think I'm in South Iowa right now.
What? Oh my God.
I'm sorry. You said Bennigan's. Where are the Bennigan's still? I came to the only Bennigan's that I knew, and it's in South Iowa.
No, I said, come to Benwick, which is in Vermont. And then...
Wait, I'm sorry. North Vermont or South Vermont?
It's in North Vermont.
Benwick? Is it North Vermont?
Okay, you're breaking up.
We're breaking up?
Oh, no, we're not breaking up. Okay.
I just drove to a Bennigan's in the middle of South Iowa to get fucking broken up with?
Okay, walk outside and then tell me what you can see.
I'm outside. It's basically just there's a big butter sculpture to my west. To the east, there's an equally big butter sculpture. It's pretty much wall-to-wall butter sculptures where
I am. Okay, I also am surrounded by butter sculptures. So we eliminated the coasts.
Okay.
From where I could be. Okay, I'm not in the coast, all right?
Okay.
I'm in Butter County, which is the whole middle part of the country. Okay.
Listen, hey, Carmen, can I be honest with you?
Can you hear me? Carmen.
Carmen, can I be honest with you?
What?
At first, this whole thing, this, you know, this chase, this exciting thing with us was... It was exciting, but I don't think that I'm built for a long-term... Hold on. Skeeter from Doug is here. Give me a second.
Hey, man.
All right, kick him in the stomach and then finish what you were saying.
Okay, hold on. Hey, yeah. Oh, wow.
Wait, I heard that.
We both kicked each other in the stomach.
Scene. I was trying to remember the Rockapella theme just to underscore your conversation.
And I go to Pelamana. In the world is
Carmen Sandiego. My favorite part is plan to plan in Scandinavia. It's just great. What a great lyric. If you're the lyricist for that song and you happen to listen to Hey Riddle Riddle, I don't know what the odds are of that. But
that song, the Gummy Bear songs, sometimes a theme song can just
90s kids shows had the best songs. Gummy bears.
I cannot overstate this enough. If you do something cool for work and you haven't let us know about it yet, why not? We want to hear about it
and we want to meet you and figure out how we can, you know, how we can experience what you do.
I'd love to just flick your brain.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
Huh?
That's like we have the saying. We have a listener who works for Double Dare, like making games, and we met him. And he met us and could not have been nicer, and he gave us Double Dare towels. And I was like, I'm gonna frame this.
You guys, I don't know if you've noticed this, but in a lot of our emails or like messages from fans, people will like drop little hints about how interesting their jobs are, and then I'm like, what? That happens all the time. Someone's like, I'm inventing a planet or whatever for my job. And you're like, what? And it just seems like an afterthought. And I go, why are, if you have such an interesting job, why are you listening to us?
It does feel like our listeners would write to us and say, I'm inventing a planet.
Or whatever. Okay, what is the answer to that riddle?
I can't stress this enough. If you work like a 9-to-5 at like an office and you crunch numbers or something, like, don't reach out to us.
Please reach out to us.
No.
Tell us what the snack situation in your office is like.
Okay, now I'm interested.
Yeah. That's what I thought. Is there cake in there? Because we don't have cake in our break room. Fucking Christ. Can't.
Adel, is it that you can add an A to the middle of each one of these words to create a word out of it.
So we would have rad, sat, and nad. I sat on my nads.
I sat on my rat's nads.
That's like, that was like Dr. Seuss trying to be hip in the 80s. I sat on my nads. Isn't that rad?
Okay.
Dad.
I have a question. Can you give us a hint?
I can give you a hint. So this might be beneficial. These letter representations might be beneficial for, say, the Olympics.
Third.
Yes.
First.
Yes.
Second.
Yes. They are the last two letters of third, first, and
I would like
second.
To see a scene.
Okay.
The three of us are on the podium. JPC, pick the sport.
Tetherball.
Tetherball. The three of us, individual tetherball game. I was first. Adel, you were second. JPC, you were third. And we are listening to the national anthem and being a little passive aggressive towards each other.
I almost had you.
What?
I almost had you. I almost beat you.
Oh, right. Yes. But I'm standing a little bit higher than you. I wonder what
this
that
is. This is a fucking bullshit. Just so everybody knows, it's a fucking bullshit.
We can't hear you. You're so far down there. What's
nah, you can hear me. I'm very tall, so you're short and I'm tall, so you can hear me.
Oh, beautiful.
I wish we were listening to my national anthem.
How's it
France?
Go?
France, I'm gonna win forever. Say you remember my flag, France.
You're making it hard to focus on my national anthem.
Italy.
Our national anthem is a fly me to the moon. Burattini, fly the moon.
Oh, yeah? Well, our national anthem is... I got friends in
low places where the whiskey flows and the beer chases. Can you imagine a mug of beer chasing you? Horrifying.
What are you doing? I'm not trying to be everyone's friend. I'm still mad about the tetherball match.
Hey, I just wanted to say, I will split my gold medal in half if you each give me a piece of bread from your country. My God, you guys have great bread.
Wow, I'm in. If you're going to split your medal in half and share it with us, I'm in, because you have not thought through that process.
Uh-huh. Ready?
Oh, that's why you won tetherball.
You split it in half. Now we each get a piece.
They're chocolate guys. That's why that person's strong.
Hey, we're not the chocolate guys.
No.
It does feel appropriate that the medal for tetherball should be a chocolate medallion.
I guess I'll say scene then.
I did say scene.
Mm-hmm.
I did, Casey.
Casey?
Don't
sure.
Do that. Okay, I can prove it. This is literally recorded, right?
Yeah.
Okay, here, let me. I have the master control.
Hold on. Hey, you guys are my best friends. Scene. Well, now don't you two feel bad, huh? They're silent.
Casey had crickets.
No, don't add crickets. Wait, add audio from the game cricket.
Casey, add a wolf.
Oh, no. Okay. What's this here? Okay, we're looking at a long putt. Maybe putt? Is that what we do in cricket?
Okay, and scene. You're wondering if we've recorded recently.
The only thing that I know about cricket is that Casey Jones carried cricket bats on his back and he beat the shit out of whoever the Ninja Turtles were fighting with him.
Can I just say, in the original Ninja Turtle movie, which I think came out in like 91, first CD I ever owned was that soundtrack. The guy who plays Casey Jones is fucking phenomenal.
He is great.
I think that guy's been in one other movie. I think he was in like Zodiac or something. That guy should be in more movies. That guy's outstanding.
He was in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and then Zodiac like 15 years later. That's the two movies he was in.
I think so. Regardless, let's somebody find out if that guy listens. Reach out to us. We have a job for you. We want you to come on as a guest because you absolutely rule as an actor. You're one of my favorite actors, and I've only seen you in two things.
I think Sam Rockwell is also in that Ninja Turtles movie.
He is. That was his, I don't know if that was his first movie appearance, but he plays, he's one of the, he's in the foot. He was in like that arcade. Yeah.
Just dropping in to see if there's any cake happening. No cake. All right. See you guys later.
You keep trying to get me to sing that cake song, but good fucking luck because I'm not doing it.
Let's do it.
There's constantly a clip of you in my head singing, I have a car that drives electronically. That was your cake impression, and I hear it in my head all the time.
Aaron, you brought it up, so I guess we're doing another round of cake ass songs. I think that's what it was called. Weird ass cake?
No, but I love your confidence.
Okay. I invented this segment, and I will get it right. I think it was called Weird Ass Cake. We're going to say it's called Cake Ass Songs.
I like Cake Ass Songs.
So, JBC, do you mind going first?
No.
Okay, so...
he's the best at it, though. Have him go last. It's too much to have him go first.
This is just a cake song?
JBC, you'll go first and last. Unless, Aaron, did you want to go as well, Aaron?
Yeah. No, I don't want to go. I want JBC to go.
So we're both ceding our time to you, JPC.
Yes, please.
So, Aaron, do you want to give the
beat? Oh, yeah. I need a suggestion also of what the song should be about.
I think it needs to be about a break room.
Okay.
And I think, Adel, you should do the beat.
Okay. JPC, you ready? This is a fake-ass cake song about break rooms. Here we go.
And a real bass line from a real cake song. Got it. It's Helen's birthday. And we're having cupcakes. And we're having cupcakes. It's Helen's birthday. And she will be remembered as such. She's got headphones on, even though they're not connected to her computer phone. She's taking work calls with people from Taiwan. And she's a boss and she doesn't even know it.
God, you actually have to tell people their official titles. That's really confusing.
Yeah, we haven't done that in maybe 50 episodes.
How enjoyable that was. Let's do another riddy, because I guess we have to.
Sure.
Let us know if you want this song to be about riddles or just doing cake impressions. And I think I know my answer. Here's another riddle. I don't know if this is so much a riddle as it is just a fact, but we'll list it on a riddle. NASA was considering sending canaries into space to study them under zero gravity. The project was scrapped when someone realized that in spite of having sufficient water supplies, the canaries could die of dehydration within a few hours. Why? Again, not really a riddle, more of a nature fact. So NASA was considering sending canaries into space to study them under zero gravity. The project was scrapped when someone realized that in spite of having sufficient water supplies, the canaries could die of dehydration within a few hours. Why? Take some wild swings.
Because they're sweating.
Is it one of those things where canaries get into zero Gs, they feel zero inhibitions, they fuck so crazy that
they
just
dehydrate themselves,
they
start fucking.
They dry up.
Oh my God.
I want to see a scene. This isn't going where you think it is.
Oh, okay, good.
The two of you are canaries in space fucking. No. The two of you are two canaries in space. You've been up there for a few days, and things are starting to go south.
I told you, don't fall in love with me. Because I'll never know if it's for real. Do you love me or do you just feel lonely up here?
Okay. Well, I mean, that was all good and well. You told me don't fall in love with me back when we were on Earth. But things change, Carolyn. Okay? We're here now.
I take this job seriously. I came from a mining family.
You take
all
this job
of
seriously.
My family worked in a mine, and they were the ones who would start to sing when things started to go south. Okay.
Hey, Carolyn.
And what?
I got a newsflash for you.
What?
You're just a bird who didn't die. That's why you're here. Okay. There were 12 of us. 10 of them died. That's why you're here. It's not because of your ability. It's not because of who you are. We're fucking meaningless.
Okay. Now
to
you're negging.
You think the humans?
Me. Now you're
humans,
negging me.
I'm the same way. They don't care about us. Kiss me. Beak, kiss me.
Ooh,
what is this?
I'm singing.
You're singing?
I was about to. I was giving myself a note. I'm a bird and I'm in space. I don't know where to fly right now. Where's the sky and where's the ground? I think I'm gonna die right now. I'm with another canary. A terrible canary, but I love him with my whole. Helen's a boss, and she doesn't even know it. Why doesn't Helen know she's a boss?
She hasn't been promoted yet.
There's a line JPC said where I was like, that is literally a Cake lyric, where he said, you're just a bird who didn't die. Doesn't that feel like the beginning of a Cake song?
Oh, 100%.
You're just a bird. That's more Fred Schneider. You're just a bird that didn't die.
So they sent monkeys into space. Did they try with space? Did they try any other animals, or is it just monkeys?
They tried monkeys. I think they said a dog into space. Isn't that the Russians or something?
They sent a bunch of like bugs into space too, like insects and stuff too, I think.
Yeah.
Did they bring the dog back?
Oh, they sent pigs into space on the Muppets.
No, the dog retired up
famously.
In space. They let him loose on the moon and he just bounded off into the distance.
Aaron, that's where we get Moondog from.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They sent David Bowie into space.
Can we get a hint for this one?
It's like how canaries drink or something.
Aaron, you're correct. But it's specific, yeah.
Yeah, they have to go down and to drink. They go like, doop, doop, not like a hamster, like, doop, doop, doop.
Yeah. Is it something like the physics of they couldn't teach them to drink in zero gravity? Like they couldn't teach them to get the water out of the air?
You both are basically 95%. I'll give it to you. So
Teach a canary to drink upside down.
Well, I got me a canary. It's as big as space, and it's about to blast off. Birds, unlike humans, so I guess this is all birds, not just canaries. Birds, unlike humans, need gravity to swallow. Humans can swallow even while hanging upside down. Sorry, it said birds, unlike humans, need to be watching the movie Gravity to swallow.
Mm. Wow. Mm.
Isn't that fascinating?
Could they also... I know that this is probably wrong. Could they also just be listening to the Sarah Bareilles song Gravity? Would that help them swallow?
I want to say yes, but I don't know who that person is or what that song could
be. Sarah Bareilles?
You don't know Sarah Bareilles?
Oh, come on.
Wait, I could be wrong. Are you two trying to say Aurora Borealis?
No.
Not gonna love you a love song because you asked for it. Wasn't
wait,
she in? Wasn't
Aaron
she in
was
that musical?
Singing, Aaron was just singing "Hanging Tough" by New Kids on the Block.
We'll make you king of anything, and who cares if you disagree? You and not me. And then she does. I wanna see you be brave. What you wanna say? And she wrote "Waitress."
Okay, I know the song. Oh wait, I know Sarah Bareilles.
Yeah, because she was in
"Waitress."
And she
played Mary Magdalene and "Jesus Christ Superstar."
Okay. Didn't you see "Waitress"?
I saw it with Sarah Bareilles.
Holy shit, you idiot!
I saw it with Sarah Bareilles and Jason Mraz. And then I got to go backstage, and I think I told this story.
Wow, this is
Jason Mraz left
erasure.
Something to be.
I just threw a mug through my window.
Wait, Erasure,
it,
they
it
sing
went
that,
through it.
That one song that I like.
Adol, you saw her.
What's that Erasure
song? Got a hand
song?
In my pocket and a fuel in my rocket.
Hey, you didn't deserve to see her.
She was wonderful.
That's
by
clear
the way.
To us now.
She was wonderful.
I wish I had met Sarah Bareilles, and I wish you hadn't.
I met her and I said, "So you're the family that makes the pasta."
Oh,
hey, we gotta
go
take a break. We'll be right back with more Bill Buds.
I need to cool off.
We'll be right back with another Jason Mraz. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm.
camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPC, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
And thrusters go. Engine 3, go. All right, we have liftoff. Oh, Aaron and JPC, I just sent a bunch of our money into space.
Oh, yeah! Wait, what?
Well, it's kind of the same thing as how we're wasting it right now, right? There's all those unused subscriptions that we have that are just sort of...
Boy.
Adel.
Aaron, you want to drop some knowledge on this fool, or should I
would love to, JPC. Adel, you sort of had the right idea, but we use the Rocket Money app. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. And it's also my most used app on my phone by far.
Ding, 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 ding. Most used app, Adel, okay? And it doesn't just... Look, I know what you had good intentions. You put a bunch of money in a rocket and sent it up to space. Great intentions. But that's not what Rocket Money does. With Rocket Money, you have full control over your subscriptions and a clear view of your expenses. You can see all of your subscriptions in one place. And if you see something you don't want, Rocket Money can help cancel it with just a few taps.
Mm-hmm. And you can clearly see your spending habits. Plus, they help create a custom budget and keep your spending on track.
Wowie zowie, I just looked it up. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features.
Uh-huh. Can you believe it?
And Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lowering your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you, Adel.
Oh. Well, can I tell you a little secret? I was lying. I didn't send money into space. That would be stupid. I sent a bunch of my books into space to help aliens get smarter.
That's where we keep our money.
Yeah, I knew you were never going to read all those books, so I hollowed them out and filled them with money.
Oh, no. Well, stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/riddle. That's rocketmoney.com/riddle. Rocketmoney.com/riddle.
We don't need money. We have friendship.
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 We have friendship.
We have friendship.
This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace.
Hey, daddy-os, come on into the party.
What's this going to be?
What is the vibe in here? It's like the language and the decorations are like wildly incongruent.
Chill, man. Here, it's hip to be square because we all use Squarespace, dig?
Oh, okay. Yeah, Squarespace,
that's
the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're starting out or growing a managing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to build a beautiful website. Yeah, we know. We understand.
I built a website for my beret.
Oh, cool.
Wait, I'm sorry. On behalf of, or it's like featuring? Did your beret tell you to build a website?
That's right.
Tell your beret that it can sell exclusive content on your site by adding a paywall to sell memberships or courses, or sell files your customers can download, like PDFs, music, or ebooks, or little pictures of the beret.
Tell your beret, whatever Aaron, you want. Don't encourage him to talk to the beret. What are you doing?
I talk to the beret.
Huh?
That's cool, man. Mm-hmm. Also, you can upload video content, organize your video library, and showcase your content on beautiful video pages, like all these videos of my beret. You want to see?
I don't know that I want to see videos of your beret. It looks like you also have flexible payments on here, so you can make checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment tools. You can accept credit cards, PayPal, Apple Pay, something called Beret Pay?
Beret Pay.
And in eligible countries, offer customers the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and ClearPay. Actually, you know what? I think Beret Pay seems to just be written in like pencil next to this. I don't necessarily know.
Looks like a beret wrote it.
That's all right. Don't be so uptight. Listen, head on over to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
I'm getting a phone call and it says it's from the beret.
Don't pick up. Don't pick up.
The call is coming from inside my hat. Sugar, butter, flour.
Pluck the things I know that I need.
Waitress is one of the best musicals I've ever seen.
Well, it didn't make too big of an impression on you because you forgot who Sarah Bareilles was.
Here's the thing. Pre-quarantine, I can remember 15% of my life.
I watched the movie Waitress, cool. And I got to admit, I did not care for it.
I've never seen the movie, but I hear the movie is very different.
Well, it's a pretty dark story. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the musical is very good.
But like, also, like, were we supposed to like Nathan Fillion in that movie? Because some of it was like shot in a way that it was like, oh, are we trying to make him like a person that who I'm supposed to be like, oh, this guy's okay? Because he's not. He sucks. I don't know.
He's so good at playing like a smug douche.
Yeah, that's true. He's got
I
the chin for it.
That the yep. purpose of that character is not to be likable because he has like classic I'm a good guy energy. Mm-hmm. In the mm-hmm. musical, he has the same thing. But really, he's cheating on his wife, who's lovely, with a pregnant woman who's married. So I think it's just like not a lot of examples of those guys in media, but they exist.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They exist. And guess what, ladies? They're all doctors.
And guess what, ladies? They're all podcasters.
Oh, no.
Spinning a basketball.
Oh, no. Everything goes, whatever.
Do you go to raves with basketballs?
Yeah, you must not go to raves. You have to show up with a glow-in-the-dark basketball or you're going to get kicked out.
First of all, if I'm driving around, I've always got two things in my trunk. I've got a pair mm-hmm. of swim trunks because you never know when it might be a pool party. And I got a glow-in-the-dark basketball because you never know when some kids might need to get fucking schooled.
Okay? I carry two things, a knife and a straw, because you never know when somebody's going to need a tricky out of me.
I hope those things get combined one day. I hope that you want to swim and then also you want to play... You know those basketball hoops that are in pools?
Oh, yeah. Do I know mm-hmm. those basketball hoops that are in pools? Come on. Even, keep dreaming.
Even if we didn't, I think we got it.
Keep dreaming, Aaron. Do I know those basketball hoops that are in pools?
You wish.
You're talking to Johnny Basketball Hoops and Pools.
You do have that energy, JPC. You have the energy of a guy who you and your three friends, I'm picturing Law Dog now, are sure. all at a pool party and you're all... It's just the four of you, and you're all spending a long time trying to do one cool pool trick where you, mm-hmm. like, pass mm-hmm. the ball to one person, and the other, and the other, and the other person dunks it. You have that energy.
Those are really, really enjoyable things to watch. I just love it when people do four-person trick shots. That's such fun stuff. What if... Because it's a celebration of friendship. Mm-hmm. You're not doing four-person trick shots with fucking enemies.
It's also a celebration of trust, because... easily, after like 10 hours of working on it, as it's going perfectly for the first time, somebody could just be like, nope, isn't it funny that I fuck it up for us?
So. Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
Okay, here's the thing, you guys. I want to see a scene. We're three enemies, and we're trying to get a trick shot, and we're about 10 hours in.
Okay, so I'm going to throw this bowling ball. It's going to hit the pins. The pins are going to scatter, right? Knocking down the blocks of wood. Those blocks of wood are going to allow for a ramp to rise up, letting two basketballs down. You two grab them, pass them to each other, and then reverse dunk.
Okay. I mean, we're 10 hours in. Mark, I love that plan. You keep explaining it to me.
Uh-huh.
Maybe this time when you throw the bowling ball, are you going to not hit me in the gut? You're going to actually hit the pins? You're not going to throw that bowling ball directly into my gut?
Yeah, or me in the head.
Lane and Laney, I'm so sorry. I think it's your name.
You're sorry? You're sorry. I'm sorry I agreed to this.
Listen, yes, have I thrown a bowling ball at each of you? Yes, I'm sorry. Lane, did I tase you in the neck, you know, during one of the takes because I forgot you were here and I thought you were attacking me? Absolutely.
In
Am
one
I
of the
sorry?
Takes, you told what? Me my parents were getting a divorce. I didn't know that yet.
Well, I'm someone who loves reporting
news.
We all do. I'm someone who loves giving other people bad news. You know,
yeah,
when Princess Diana died, I found out because I had stayed up late. I called everyone I knew.
How fucking old are you?
Don't worry about it.
Aren't we kids?
Might be too old, hang out old with you.
Wait a second.
Old enough to afford a basketball hoop.
Wait, it's Chris Harrison.
Staying out of those exes.
It's Clint Harrigan.
Oh, wait, let's try it one more time.
Okay, one more time.
Ball, ball, dun, 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 scatter pins, dee, 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 dun, 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 ramps with balls, fall down,
wait, he's about to give me bad news.
Princess Diana is dead.
Bro, that was like 30 years ago.
See? I think we got it. We're going to go viral, you guys.
Got it in one.
We got it.
All right, we got to hear another riddle.
Okay, here's another riddle.
Thank you.
It is impossible for anyone to survive longer than 1 week without drinking. Yet Kevin managed a 10-day desert crossing without finding water or bringing any along. How was this possible?
It rained. Somehow.
It rained. Aaron, you are incorrect.
His best friend brought water.
But that is, both of those are phenomenal answers. But we're going to say that Kevin was alone.
Is Kevin a camel?
Kevin is not a camel. But
is he some other sort of cactus type creature?
Wait, do you think camels are cacti?
The day a cactus starts walking is the day I go, thanks so much, Earth. It's been so good. I loved it. And then you're going to just shoot me into space.
I do want to.
What's that little cactus from Final Fantasy with the little arms and legs?
Oh, yeah. That's one of the special things.
He's one of the special things.
Oh, that's going to. Casey would know. Casey put that in the chat.
Because
that's the best. Anytime I have that spell, I use it immediately because it brings me so much joy.
Cactar. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to see a quick scene.
Yes.
Adel and Aaron, you are both protagonists in a Final Fantasy game, and you're going to meet me, and I'm going to be a little cactar.
Cloud, we have to continue on the path.
Fine, then.
We can't keep trying to find these cats. I will go first. But first, make me trust you. Say my name. Cloud, say my name.
Is it Final Fantasy? Seems like a sexist trap.
What? Sexist trap?
Me asking you to say my name is a sexist trap?
Let's walk over to this blackboard, shall we?
Fine.
Catching women in traps of not liking the things that you like. Underline. Sometimes
catching a trap.
We are conditioned to like things that are different from the things that you like. So I don't know much about Final Fantasy. So, okay.
Hey, Cloud, it's Scott. It's Scott. My name is Scott Williams.
Okay, Scott.
Hey, everybody. This is Cactar here. Just want to say, seems like an Aaron-specific trap, not necessarily a sexist trap.
Oh, really?
Just because something happens to a woman does not mean...
Cactar.
First of all,
Cactar
knows a ton of women who know a lot about Final Fantasy.
Oh, shut up, Cactar.
Stand down.
Okay.
This is not your fight.
Undoing something a woman just said, I'm taking the time to teach you, explain something to you. Yeah. Cactar, stop dancing.
No, Cactar has to dance. Cactar had four cups of espresso today. Cactar
can't
stop
dancing. So many women who don't have that experience.
Fine. You
want to
say ex-girlfriends? Cactar has a lot of ex-girlfriends.
Okay, Cactar. I see you're getting very defensive.
Is that because nobody can get close to you?
What's that?
Is that because nobody can get close to you?
Physically and emotionally. Cactar.
Cloud, I just...
Cloud, I just want to apologize. If I'm being honest, it was a sexist trap. And
what's the name of the villain in Little Princess? What's the name of the...
Hold on, let me answer.
Movie, Little Princess?
Hold me on.
Probably like Prince Sleepy or something like
hold
that.
Hold on. The villain in Little Princess
is something... Uh-oh. Scott's got a sword.
We all know.
Cactar attack. 1,000 needles.
Yeah, go, Cactar.
The Little Princess, I believe.
Oh, he's immune to my needles.
And I just, because I want to savor the moment, I've been treating this like 5-1. I believe the villain is a little person named Miss Minchin.
Nope.
Okay, I used a little magic spell to figure out the Little Princess villain, and it says Miss Minchin, so...
He Googled it?
Cactar has a question for you guys. Huh? Are you going to fight me or put me in a Pokeball or anything, or...?
No, I'm going to teach you. And you know what? You're welcome. I'm spending this time to teach you, and... Yeah! Swing, swing! Ding, 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 ding! Bing, bang! I truly was a final fantasy of mine to kill you for! Diddy-doo!
Jesus Christ! You stabbed me in my gut! What's wrong with you?
Boy world of fucking shing, shing,
Cactar, we don't have the rights to Jesus Christ. Can you say a different name?
Okay, I guess so. Sweet Moses on a cross! Cactar!
We don't have the rights to Moses.
We don't have the rights to that either? Okay, we got sweet Bahamut King of Dragons!
That works. Same.
Cactar got a gut wound.
My favorite Final Fantasy character, Scott Williams.
No, I do know.
He played Stifler, right?
He played Stifler.
Yeah.
I do know a little bit about Final Fantasy now that I'm looking at it.
Oh, yeah?
Is there a new game? Yeah, there's 7.
Well, there's a reimagination.
And you played the remake, right?
I played it, and I absolutely loved it.
You know who else played it?
Casey.
Mariah.
Oh, did she? Did she love it?
Well, I don't know. I don't think so. I think she's a woman, so I don't think she could possibly have understood it.
Okay.
I guess
I'm not saying women can't like that.
I'll explain it to her and see if she liked it, but
maybe she didn't
get it on the first pass.
Aaron, who's the villain in Little Princess? And what is Little Princess?
It's a movie. I was just thinking about it the other day. It's one of my favorite movies from growing up. But you were technically right. That's the grown-up villain, but there's a child villain, and her name's Lavinia. And I knew there was no possible way you could know that, so that's why I chose.
Joke's on you. I take Lavinia every day for my heart condition.
Ask your doctor about using Lavinia.
Side effects may include being a little princess. Can you give me some food?
Were we working on a riddle? Oh, yeah, the desert
there's
one.
There's no way.
Yes. It is impossible for anyone to survive longer than 1 week without drinking. Yet, Kevin managed a 10-day desert crossing without finding water or bringing any along. How is this possible? I do like the idea of a camel with two cacti as humps, and it says, is Kevin a camel?
Okay, so,
Yes.
Is it?
So again, I just want to, sorry, real quick, I want to remind ourselves. All three of you had correct answers because they are correct, but they're not this answer. So definitely Kevin could have been camel. Kevin could have brought a friend who had water. It could have rained. These are all amazing answers, but it's not the answer to this.
I think I've got it. Is Kevin's last name Atreides? And was he wearing a still suit, my good man?
Ooh.
What's this now?
This is Dune. This is Frank Herbert's
this
Dune.
This is an Addle trap.
This is Dune?
I have that book, but I've never read it.
Oh, wow. You got to read Dune. You got to read it before that movie comes out.
I bought it because so many people said it's good, and I was like, I'm going to read this. And same with another book. I can't remember.
I'm starting to feel guilty. I know that there are a lot of women who are interested in Final Fantasy. Actually, one of my friends, very interested, knows that she plays that. Here's the thing, though. Have you ever been on a date, and then you tell a guy you like,
no. Of course I have.
And then he goes, okay, well, then what's the third track on the re-released Sgt. Pepper album? And then you go,
why
the fuck are we doing this?
Aaron, I'm so sorry. You went on a date with Sean Lennon, and you were a nightmare.
Yeah.
Sean Lennon.
Yeah. Of course I was.
He was just trying to talk about his dad. You were in the wrong. I'm sorry.
I started singing Hey Jude to him, and he didn't think it was funny. Whatever.
Aaron,
I wanted to go on a date with George's son anyhow.
That's never happened to me, but I was one time on a date with someone who, I can't remember what band that they mentioned, but they asked me if I liked them, and I panicked, and I said that I did.
Aww.
And then they wanted to genuinely have a conversation about that band. Not, like, quiz me on it, but I was, like, incapable of doing so.
I think I said this before on the show, but I know someone who went on a date with Walter Payton's daughter, and
he didn't know what to do, so he put on a Walter Payton highlights tape.
I can't even
not great.
Begin to
not
unpack
great.
That.
Is
oh
like,
my
is,
God.
Is this what you want?
So if you haven't read Dune, a still suit is this full body suit that lets you reclaim and process all of your water so you don't you can survive in the desert. Yeah, exactly. Gotcha. Peas and poops. Peas and poops and sweats. They stink, but it lets you survive in the desert so you can get that spice, baby, but watch out for the worms.
Oh, that's Dune is basically Beetlejuice, is what I'm hearing.
Duncan, Idaho.
Isn't there a new Dune coming out?
Yes,
there
with
is
Oscar
with
Isaac.
Timothy Chalamet. And I do want to say...
see where your priorities lie. Wow, that was a good test. I was going to say Zendaya, so now we all know who everyone cares about from that movie.
To me, personally, a still suit is when I show up at a funeral wearing a tie, a dress shirt, and cargo shorts with Crocs, and I say, tie and dress shirt, still suit.
Still suit. I think you might have to throw a cummerbund on there to make it still suit.
So what do we think about the Kevin in the desert?
Okay, so it doesn't have anything to do with clothes that he's wearing. Is he getting water through a different way? Does he have like an IV like hooked up?
He doesn't have an IV, but JBC, you are correct. He is getting water another way.
A person in a hot air balloon is lowering a gallon of water in a basket every so often.
Hello down there.
Is Kevin one of those, I think they're like Lakaitu from Mario. They're the one in Mario Kart when you go off the track, they are a little cloud and they pick you up and put you back on the track.
That's
is he a little cloud? Yes.
He's a little turtle wearing a mage's robe on a cloud with a fishing pole.
I love that
yes,
guy.
Yes. Okay, so next hurdle, please.
I went off Rainbow Road, and he saved my fucking life.
I'll never forget
that guy.
I want to see a scene. The two of you are, let me ask you, who is each of your favorite, I was going to say Mario and Luigi, but let's go
Yoshi,
with whoever.
Okay, or as he's so known in my house now, groceries.
Groceries!
Aaron, you're Yoshi, JPC, I assume, Waluigi?
Waluigi, I'm a Waluigi
So
guy.
You're Waluigi and Yoshi, and you've been wandering a desert for 10 days.
Wah.
Yoshi.
Okay, look, Yoshi. Why can't we just crack open one of your eggs and drink it?
My child?
It's not a child. I'm sorry. Is a chicken's egg a chicken's child? Not yet. Not yet.
Why don't we just open up your butt and eat that?
Okay, fine, Yoshi, point taken. Look, we're gonna die out here if we don't do something.
This feels like getting stuck with, like, your in-laws. Like, you're not even in my Mario, you know?
Why? Okay, because I'm an afterthought? Because no one's drawn my left foot?
Yeah, you know what? I wish that guy hadn't saved you when you had gone off the tracks in that haunted house.
You know what? Luigi doesn't even deserve, an antagonist, okay? He's barely a protagonist.
You're so obsessed with Luigi. Just ask him out already. Talk about him so much.
He probably wouldn't even want to go out with someone like me, right?
I mean,
why would anyone want to date me? Why do I have to offer? When is it going to be my time?
Oh man, it is so funny to see your dog just be so casual with your your dog's another day at the
spaghetti.
Fucking office.
I saw spaghetti roll her eyes.
She finally went to sleep, and it's like it's just because I was making a lot of like wah 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 noise. He's like, okay, he's back to normal. Whatever
safe.
this is the normal thing that he's doing now.
This is our stasis.
So how is Kevin making across the desert? He is getting water from another source. And
I have this question. Has there been like a Waluigi-led game? Because I think that would be hilarious. Like where he's the lead.
So I know he was introduced in Mario Tennis because like they had to have like a tennis, what's it called? A quatret? Doubles.
Doubles.
So they had to do doubles.
I watched a funny video of somebody doing doubles tennis and they hit the person's butt twice in a row when they're serving. They hit their partner's butt. It made me laugh really hard.
Is this like a 50-year-old married couple? Because
kind of.
It was Pete Sampras and Andre Agassi.
Okay.
So wait, hold on. They created him for Mario Tennis.
Yeah, but I don't think he's ever had a standalone. I don't, to my knowledge, he's never had a standalone like game where he's the main person. I'd love to see it.
That's a big thing now, is having like villains have their own stories, and the fact that he's not even Wario and he's Waluigi, that's hilarious. He should have his own thing.
I think I want to say that my favorite all-time Mario game, I'm immediately going to regret saying this because I haven't thought through it. I feel like my favorite game of all time was on the Wii, I think it was WarioWare, where it was like 250 little short games. That game made me fucking laugh so hard. It was just like you just had to do these little mini games.
I think I vaguely remember that.
That game, A++++. Please bring that back. So good. So Kevin is traveling through the desert. He's getting water a different way, and I'll even say in a different form.
Is this like an ice desert?
Ding, ding, ding. TKO. Round is over. A desert is a region so arid. How arid is it?
How arid is
it? It's so arid that it supports little or no vegetation. Many areas of the far north are also considered deserts. This is where Kevin made his 10-day crossing. He survived by eating ice and snow.
Okay, so this has real douchebag energy. Everybody back to the board. Okay, this is douchebag
A desert can
energy.
Be snow.
I just came back from the desert. I was just in the desert for 10 days. Oh, actually, cool. What desert? Sorry, you're confused. A desert can be...
I'm sorry, no, you weren't on an island, you were on an islet. It's a little bit different than an island.
Oh, yeah? Really? And then I
slit my
leave
wrist.
The break room.
Actually, it's magma when it's below ground, lava when it's above ground.
That's awesome. I'm going to go back to my desk. Happy birthday.
You're a volcanic prick. Let's do another riddle here. Yeah? Am I fucking alone here?
I won't agree to that.
I didn't say anything.
I won't be made to do another riddle, sir.
Okay,
I'm
here we go.
Hey, Adel, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here, okay?
Kevin and Susie waged a bet on who could stay underwater longest without the aid of any breathing apparatus. Kevin jumped in the pool and managed to stay under for 1 minute. Susie knew she could never beat Kevin's time using his method, but she won by staying under for 2 minutes using an old trick. What did Susie do? So they made a bet who could stay underwater the longest. Kevin jumped in the pool, held his breath for 1 minute. Susie used a different method and was underwater for 2 minutes.
Did she snorkel? Do that thing? Yeah, snorkel.
No breathing apparatus was used, but that's
okay.
A good guess.
Okay.
Snorkel's not a breathing apparatus.
When
it's
I was
a
younger,
fun apparatus.
And I was swimming, I would get one of those pool tubes.
Mm-hmm.
The pool ones noodle? I don't. No, not a noodle. Not a thing.
Pool ravioli?
No, not the thing that you can like sit in either that has like a hole in it. It would be like a tube that you could also use for sledding sometimes.
Oh.
And you turn it upside down and then you could lift it up just a little bit to breathe underneath. And so smart. I would sometimes just come up and breathe and do that.
It was famously when you were swimming as a kid, there's a lot of snipers in the area, right?
Yeah. And a lot of lightning. And I was like, all right.
Damn,
I'm smarter than this.
All right, Aaron, have fun at the pool. There's snipers and lightning, but be home by 7 so you can watch Dateline alone.
Hold on, someone give me a beat. Quick, before I forget it. Somebody give me a
dump, 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 dump.
When
dump,
I was a dump, kid, dump, there dump, was dump, snipers dump, and dump, lightning dump, in the dump, neighborhood.
Dump, dump, dump,
I had dump, to dodge dump, them snipers dump, and lightning.
Dump, dump, dump,
I float my dump, raft dump, down the dump, river dump, of thought process. Dump, dump, I have dump, a thesaurus dump, in my dump, butt.
Okay, shut it down, shut it down. You guys, we just got a really violent letter from Cake. They said, please stop.
They listen?
Wait, Aaron, what did they say?
Please. We've sent our lawyers to break your legs.
Stop immediately. Cease and desist.
JBC, that was a very funny joke you said about my childhood, but it is kind of true because I think the worst injury I ever got was when I was underwater of a pool. And you know what you're thinking. Someone jumped on my head. No.
This is in Australia, right?
No, this is... I get hurt in water a lot. This was when my sister Molly accidentally gave me a concussion. You know those yellow wiffle ball bats?
Yeah.
fun torpedoes underwater. You fill it with water. You can shoot it under the water to hit people with it. And we were passing it back and forth in school, and I went underwater at the wrong time, and it hit me right in the head. And then I don't remember what happened. But all I remember is later that night, I started, my memories came back, and my mom was yelling at Molly, and I started defending Molly. I was like, it wasn't her fault. Aaron, also, how did I get home?
Aaron, what if JPC or I said one word, and that caused you to immediately wake up, and you're back at that age still underwater? And all of this was just in that moment.
We just like zebra apocalypse. And we just Winter Soldier Aaron back into that moment.
Yeah, I'd go, oh my God, absolutely sweet. I get to experience the second Lord of the Rings again for the first time. I cannot fucking wait.
This is a question that I have for both of you. You know, famously, The Winter Soldier. I don't know if you guys watched that train wreck of a show on Disney Plus. But The Winter Soldier has like a few code words that they read to him, which resets his brain and turns him into the Winter Soldier. Have you guys thought about like what your code words would be if you were a Winter Soldier?
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. Mine would be tiki, flannel, plaid, campfire.
Doom.
Tiki, plaid, flannel, campfire. Campfire.
All right, Winter Soldier. Horse. Cousin. Die Hard 2.
Aaron, what would be your words?
Cheese. Extra cheese. Warm, melted cheese.
Yeah, the Winter Soldier went to get pizza like an hour ago and he hasn't been back. Oh my God!
Oh no!
What have we done?
No!
So what did Susie do where she was able to stay underwater for 2 minutes, whereas Kevin was able to only stay underwater for 1 minute when he jumped in the pool?
Did she just pay an older kid $20 and say, don't let me up for 2 minutes?
Revive me right when I come up. I'm gonna be dead, and you're gonna want to call 911.
The hint is, and I've only mentioned it once in the wording, but she used an old trick. She was able to stay under for 2 minutes using
she
an
tricked
old
him.
Trick. She tricked him. How did she trick him?
Oh, she said, "I'm gonna go under first," and then when he went under, she caught back up. And when he started to come back up, she went back under.
My sister used to do that to me all the time, but that's a great trick, but not the one she used here.
Oh, but that works though, right? That's a great trick. That's
excellent.
That
did work. Here's another hint. Susie, after being underwater for 2 minutes, was dry as the desert. The sand kind, not the ice kind.
Oh, she put a cup of water over her head.
Aaron, bingo, bingo, ha, ta, ta. Susie filled a cup with water and stood under it for 2 minutes.
All right, well, explain that to his parents when he dies from holding his breath too long.
Hey, if I were Kevin, I would say, Susie, that's not in the spirit of the competition.
I want to see a scene.
You should be ashamed of yourself. That's not in the spirit of the competition.
We get it. You're funny, okay?
I want to see one final scene. This is going to be very quick. JPC, you are an Olympic swimmer who cheats.
Uh-huh.
And Aaron, you are a tetherball gold medalist who is now competing in the swimming events.
Okay. I saw you on Saturday. You kicked ass. You whipped ass.
Hey, thanks.
I've never seen someone compete in solo tetherball like that, and it's truly an amazing sport.
Hey, thank you.
Good luck out there today.
Yeah, you too. Hey, that poker game we all played last night?
Mm-hmm.
Keep
your voice down about that because we're not supposed to be gambling, so just keep your voice down.
Oh, okay. I noticed when I got up to leave that there were mirrors behind all of us except you.
You're going to have to talk to Seth about that. I think that's his, like, fuck room, so I don't know.
Who's Seth?
He's the guy that was running the game. Big mustache, tiny, tiny little hat.
Okay, it just sort of felt like you could maybe see our cards.
Huh. Well, I don't know how that would advantage me in poker. Either way, wish you luck out there. Just
also,
so you know,
I would
never
love
lost
to
a
know
race.
More mm-hmm. about Seth, because you did say he had a weird sex room, so I just have a couple questions for him. Would love if you pointed me in his direction. I want to make sure him and I connect. But also,
he
I don't know.
He's right over there, judge center table.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So here's the thing, though. I bet you don't really want people to know that you cheat at cards, because that could maybe imply you cheat at swimming. So maybe you just give this old tetherball gal a win today, and we just call it even.
Wait, I'm sorry. Are you trying to blackmail me? You're trying to blackmail me?
You're implying that you blackmail with how you're saying that sentence.
Yeah. Oh, you're not wearing a wire in your little Speedo, are you?
Of course I'm wearing a wire in my little Speedo.
Well, I'm wearing a wire in mine.
Same. Outstanding. Aaron.
I would love to see an undercover swimmer with just wires sticking out of that little Speedo that they wear.
I want to see a new show called Underwater Boss, where a boss of a big corporation dresses up with fake beard and a wig and goes underwater.
That's the hardest job to go undercover with. I'm crying already. He just has one of those fake recorder pens just hooked up to his Speedo.
Hey, the first question is like, hey man, what the fuck is that?
What's on your Speedo, man? What the fuck is that?
There's literally nothing else for us to talk about, but whatever that is.
JPC, as our bronze medalist today, is there anything you'd like to plug?
You know, just the normal stuff. Go and follow me on twitch.tv/sharkbarkman. Listen to Bill Budd's pod. On Twitter, I'm at JPSoFly. I actually connected with the person that had the at JPC, and I was thinking about, and they were like, hey, yeah, you can have it. And I was thinking about switching my name on Twitter to at JPC. I thought that would be cool. Twitter changed their rules a little while ago, so you can't have three-letter names anymore.
Boo.
So if you have an existing name, you can't switch it to that. Boo. So. Yeah, so now I have that, but I can't switch it to that. So
that's so sad. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. So still, at JPSoFly, I like that one better anyway. Aaron, as our gold medalist, is there anything that you
gold
would like
and
to plug?
Silver? Gold and silver.
I want to plug you making yourself a gold medalist in a scene when you have the choice. Just put yourself first sometimes. Who cares? I didn't harm anyone.
No harm.
I want to plug Wet Bus on Twitch. It's my improv team that I was with in Chicago for like 7 years. We are doing a show every other Friday, but we also have lots of games and other fun stuff. You should check all of them out. They're very, very funny. So Wet Bus on Twitch and then Aaron Keep 10 on Instagram. If you want to give me any recommendations of places to get very cheap thrifted furniture in Los Angeles, shoot me a message. Also, I'm so behind on my Instagram messages, you guys. I'm so sorry. I have like 250 I have to get to, and I will.
Brag?
Wow, no, right. It's just that I've been drowning in it and very sad and anxious. You get it. Okay, Adel, as our silver medalist.
No, I didn't place. I didn't place.
You did place. You were technically the silver medalist in that scene, in the first time we did a scene.
Well, that was just because I was drinking a Coors Light. I have some
the
things
silver
to
plug.
I have some things to plug. Saturday, May 22nd, I will be doing a improv workshop through Queen City Improv. So if you just Google Queen City Improv in my name, you can maybe find tickets for that. Also, I was recently a guest on How You Been with Brett DeMott, hosted by John Mackey. So if you go over to his Twitch channel, you can watch that. That's twitch.tv/itsjohnmackey. J-O-N is how John spells his name. M-A-C-K-E-Y. So check that out as well. So fun.
But he can't just have his first name be his Twitter name.
No.
JPC. So that's the best revenge for him having the same first
the
name.
The best revenge is living well, my friends.
Aaron,
By the way, you're going to have so much fun on that show. It was like one of the most fun times I had.
Oh,
last year.
You mean I did have so much fun?
You already. Oh, yeah. You haven't. Okay.
Well, no, Aaron. So this episode, we're recording it in advance of when it comes out. So he has not done it yet.
But he's going to. But I'm just saying it's very, very fun. I laughed so hard and it felt truly like doing a live show. So I think you're going to really love it.
Aaron, I don't want to I don't want to be a dick, but like, I don't know if you know this, but deserts can be also in space.
Oh,
and so
God.
Like sometimes,
uh-huh. Yeah,
sometimes
that's so interesting.
Sometimes whole planets are deserts.
Uh-huh. I'm backing towards the door, but yeah, uh-huh. Totally.
So like,
happy
I don't
birthday.
Know if you know it, but there is actually a planet that's a desert.
Oh,
mostly.
Is it? Yeah. Okay. I actually, our listeners, one of our listeners invented this planet. It's Jupiter.
Jupiter.
Wow. Do, 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 do,
happy
do.
Birthday,
bye.
Helen.
Bye. Forever.
You're a boss.
Do, 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 do. Sorry, Aaron Keenan and John Patrick Cullen. Casey Tony did the editing. Parents in the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.